Blog Talk Radio.
You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody!
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
You're listening to the Bay Area's hottest prayer line. That's Guilty of Loving and Serving God with Sister Alexandra.
Amen, amen. Welcome, everybody. Today is April 22nd. To Sylvia. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for showing up today. As you guys know, I've been under the rug a little bit because I had my surgery.
Welcome, welcome to Soul of the Earth. I am your co-host, Kendra Cole. So come on in, we'll pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Today's topic is healing and breakthrough. Woe to the idle shepherd that leads the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean, dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Zechariah 11:17. The shepherd who leads his flock is not good. He will get what he deserves. The good news is this. We have a good shepherd, Jesus. He is the best shepherd, and he never leaves us. His flock. He protects us, even if one wanders away. He goes after him or her. Let's be thankful that we serve the good shepherd, Jesus. Lord, you are good. You, Jesus, truly are the best shepherd. Thank you for looking out for us, for going after us when we try to wander away. We do not deserve to have such a good shepherd like you. But you care for us anyways. It was nothing I did that made me lovable, and yet you chose to love me. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I'm turning it over to Sister Alexandra.
Thank you, Sister Kendra. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Sister Alexandra. And that was my co-host, Sister Kendra. Amen. So today's topic is about physical healing, mental healings, and financial healing. Amen. And we're going to show you how to get that prayer through. Amen. We're going to show you how to have a breakthrough. Amen. Because I think we need to work on making these things happen for ourselves. Amen. So I'm going to just go through the physical, the mental, and the financial healing. Amen. So we never take anything for granted. So let's bow our heads for our opening, cleansing, and protection prayer. Amen. We at the Salt of the Earth, we point you to the word of the written scripture and the gospel and the life of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find your nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. Father God, in the name, in the mighty earthquaking name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the wonder-working name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I invite your presence into this place. I invite the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to join me in this battle against the enemies as we welcome your presence. Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. No demon has the right and power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in Jesus' name. Amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. God has a place for you, a space for you, a race for you, and a pace for you. And God will see you through. I am all right, and I am God's highest form of creation. Please repeat after me. I am. All right.
All right.
And I'm God's highest form of creation.
And I'm God's highest form of creation.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So we want our minds open to receive, and we want to be alert to hear God's message today. Our body needs attention, and we want to do some exercises today. Amen. So we can show you how to get that prayer, that financial blessing, that mental blessing, and that physical blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So today, again, we're working on miracles, okay? These are miracles. Now, the first thing that we want to do, whenever we pray to God, amen, we do not want any blockages of any kind, okay? Because we know, today I'm going to give you a little bit of lesson with the spiritual as well. When I say spiritual, we're going to go a little bit higher. And when I say a little bit higher, we're talking about meditation, okay? Meditating. In the Bible, Jesus said, meditate on the word. So he wants you to read that word, and he wants you to get it into your spirit where you can feel it. You know, meditation. Think on it. Think on it. Think on it. Get it in your spirit. Get it inside of you. Meditate on that word, because that word is good. When you get that word down in your spirit, amen, it begins to come alive. It begins to move. You know, we as human beings, we are what? 80% water. We are 80% water. We are spirit, okay? This body houses our spirit. This flesh houses our spirit, amen? So we are made consist of 80% water, okay, and energy. We are water and energy, amen? So the earth consists of a lot of things that need what? Water. We all need water in order to survive. Amen. And we need the light in order to flourish. We need that sun. Without that sun, we would not be able to move around and do the things that we do. So we need water and we need light. Amen. And the Lord talks about that in the word. The living water. Amen. The living waters. Okay. And then we need the light. Amen. So we need water and light in order to survive. Amen, because this spirit has to get fed. Those are some of the things that the spirit needs in order to survive. If they took away the sun from us, people would begin to drop off and die. So I'm just letting you know, we are made of 80% water and the rest is energy. Amen. So that's why it's always important. I tell you guys, it's important to be around people with good energy, because whether you know it or not, you vibrate off these people. And that's the reason why they say birds of a feather flock together, because their energy, your energy is just like theirs. If you go around somebody, say you're a positive person, and you go around somebody whose energy is low, you're going to feel a difference. And not only that, those people are like vampires. They feed off of your energy. They can suck all the life out of you, whether you know it or not. They can suck the energy out of you, you know? And so then when you begin to go around those people, your energy level starts dropping to their level, because it's more negative people around you than positive people. So you need to always be aware of your surroundings and the type of people that you keep company with, because it is true about your vibration. So remember, we're made of energy. And so you need to be around like-minded people, energy. That energy feels good when you're around them. When you're around them, you want to talk to them. You want to spend time with them. That's because they got good energy. Now, when the energy is bad, you're ready to go. You don't want to stay long. You got something to do. You want to move on. It's telling you that you should not be there. Your energy is saying, whatever this is, I don't like it. Let's go. Let's move on. That's your energy saying this is not the right space for you. Amen. So that's why we need to pay attention and listen to our body, because our body, this is what God put in place for us, so we'll know what to be around and what we shouldn't be around. This is inside of us. Amen. And when we water it with the word of God, that's how the Holy Spirit can move us and tell us what we need to do when we need to do it. So we do need to pay attention to that. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started with the miracles. Now, in order for you to have a miracle, you can have people to pray for you all day long. Amen. Listen to what I'm going to say now. You can have people pray for you. But if you have blockages, and that means your heart can be blocked, amen, your mind can be blocked. When you have blockages, that prayer will not manifest. That miracle will not manifest because no light can get in there. See, your heart is supposed to be open to receive. You cannot have any blockages of any kind. When I say blockages, I'm talking about hate, anger, anything negative, dislike. You might dislike a person and I can't stand him. Here he comes. A blockage. You know what I'm saying? Send that person love. Don't send him hate. Send him love. Keep your heart open so you can receive the good that you need to receive when it's time for your blessings and everything else. Yes, you're supposed to protect your heart, but you send that person that you can't stand, or that person that you hate, or that person that you are fussing with, fighting with, but send them love. Don't send them hate. Okay, because we are, you know what makes us do this? I'm going to tell you what makes us act the way we act. It's this flesh, this body that we carry around. See, because our spirit don't have a sinning. It's this body. This body, remember, this body loves the lust and the pleasures of the world. So the body go have you react. Remember when we had that, when we talked about wherever the man's mind goes, the body follow? So if your mind say, oh, here comes Jerome, I can't stand Jerome, and then your body go react, here comes Jerome, I can't stand Jerome. And all that comes into place, and then Jerome might come around and say, hey, how y'all doing? And you look at him, hey, how you doing? Y'all, you might just look at him. You might not even say nothing. But all that negativity then came into place. Now your heart is blocked. You know what I'm saying? You wait for him to say something so you can attack, or you can say something slack to him. Instead of that, send him love. You know what I'm saying? Send the man love, because ain't nothing he can do. You know, and he want to see if you go react. Sometimes people do things just to see how you go react, and we buy into it. We react. You know what I'm saying? If you don't agree with something, we're not going to always agree with the other person. It's nowhere written in the Bible said that we're going to always be agreeing with people. Okay? God said it's okay. It's okay to not agree, but just don't sin. And I be getting mad all the time. I get mad at family members. You know what I'm saying? And when family members piss me off, you know what I do? If we on the phone talking, I'm going to hang up. Because you know what? I'm not finna escalate. Ain't nobody finna steal my joy, so I'm gonna hang up the phone. Damn, I'm gonna hang up the phone. I'd rather hang up the phone than say something stupid. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that my mouth is life and death. I'm not gonna speak negativity over them. I'm just gonna hang up the phone. I'm not gonna go back and forth with them. If we can't understand anything, then I say, I'll talk to you later, and then I'm hanging up the phone. That's it. So they have to just call me back another time when they have composure, when they have composed themselves, because I'm not going to be talking, I'm not going to be fussing, I'm not going to be arguing, I'm not going to do that. People steal your joy like that. So if they're in a bad space, they want to put you in a bad space. Even if you don't agree with them, they want you to go there with them. So if I lift up or if they lift up, both of us can't lift up together. So instead of that, I'll say, okay, well, I'm going to get off the phone. You have a good day, and I hang up. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not mad at them. I'm not cursing at them or anything like that. I'm going to send them love, and I'm going to go on about my business. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, I will not let anyone, and that includes family members, to steal my joy. That's not going to happen. I am training myself, okay? So we all need to do that. We need to train ourselves, amen, to know what to receive or what not to receive. Amen. So we got to make sure we don't block the heart. We don't block the mind. Because guess what? Prayers go up and miracles come down and blessings come down all day through the day. Do you know somebody praying all day through the day? No matter if it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes, somebody praying over here. Somebody praying over. We got prayers all around us for those that pray. And prayers are going up and blessings is coming down. But we can't get none of the positivity if we negative because, yes, we are guilty. We are human, and we go fall short, and we go do some of that stuff. I'm telling you, if you want to break through in anything that you're asking God for, you have to prep yourself. You have to be ready. You have to ask for forgiveness, okay, repent, and then be ready to receive. Be ready to receive that blessing. You need to pay a bill. You need to do this. You need to pass this exam so you can get your license. Whatever it is that you're asking God. God ain't never said no to as long as it lined up with his will and his way. He ain't never said no to you. When your prayers are not answered, when you don't get breakthrough, it's not because of him. It's because of you. Something is going on with you that maybe you don't want to admit to, or something going on with you that's in the back of your mind that's keeping you from receiving. And then we have people to pray with us. And maybe by two of you guys praying, the prayer may get through. But sometimes you still might have that blockage up there. Now, if you still in those negative feelings about whatever it is that's blocking you, it's going to be hard for that prayer to manifest. I'm just letting you know. So if you want things to come to you with ease, you have to get rid of those blockages. Amen? Because a miracle can't come through. Healings can't come through. If you got old wounds about somebody that did you wrong 10, 20 years ago, honey, let that stuff go. Okay? That stuff is 10, 20 years old, and you still carrying around that hate for that person or that they did something to you. Let me tell you, the world, didn't nobody tell you the world was going to treat you good? Nobody told us that the world was going to treat us the way we want to be treated. So when somebody don't treat you the way you want to be treated, what does the Bible say? Dust your feet and walk. You can just dust your feet and walk and keep moving. You don't have to stay there and take it. You don't have to stay there where you getting upset with somebody and they messing with your spirit, keeping you from being blessed, making your life dim. You want your life to be bright so you can receive all that God has to give you. God has a lot to give you, but you won't be able to receive it if you going around letting the world pull you back out of your spirit and putting you on the level where they at the bottom in the darkness, and their spirit is at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? We are children of light, so we know how to navigate around that. And all you have to do is dismiss yourself from that person's presence or whatever. But whoever it is or whatever it is that's keeping you from getting your spiritual blessing, please, I'm asking you to unblock your heart, unblock your mind, and be able to receive all the goodness God has for you, because that's the only way we can get it. Amen? So I'm going to go over some of these things that we need to do. And here we go. Let's go. Okay, so we're going to have some prayer scripts as well. So in order for you to see a miracle, we need to have a good relationship with God. We need to be ready to create. God is the universe. God is the universe. We tell God what we want, and he creates it. And he always gives it to us in the time that we need it. Some people call God God. Some people call God the universe. Everybody got a different name for God, but we know there is a God. There is one true God. Amen? So God is the universe. God is the inspiration behind miracles. Okay, so if you want to see a miracle manifest, amen, these are the steps that you need to take. You need to be in a place where you are ready to receive. okay? You need to be in a place where you are ready to receive that miracle. Whatever you asking God for, make sure whatever you pray for, you did everything in order so that prayer can come on through. You won't have no hang-ups or you won't, I prayed on it, but nothing didn't happen. You got to get yourself prepared so that prayer can come on through, so it can be heard and it'll come on through. Amen. So what you want to do is you want to get your mind right. You want to have good energy. And you want to request what you want. You want to request what you want. You want to tell God what it is. If you need a bill paid, if you need to pass an exam, you want to talk to him and tell him, Lord, I need this, blah, 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 blah. And then you're putting in your prayer request. And then you're happy. See yourself receiving that what you ask God for. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Does he not say that? And he said, believe it and you can receive it. So all three of them have to be working together. Ask, seek, and believe. So when you ask for a prayer, don't just be moving your mouth saying the prayer. That's fine that you're saying the prayer, but it's not going to work if they all not working together. They have to be working together. You have to ask for it and believe. Once you ask God for it, you have received it. Okay, and then believe that you've received it. See yourself, whatever you ask God for, God, I need a new car. See God blessing you with that car. You will have that car. See yourself driving down the street in that car. See that house that you asked, that apartment you asked the Lord to put you in. See yourself in that apartment, getting the keys, walking through the apartment. You will receive it. Amen. This is what God called manifesting, but you also got to be ready to receive it. This is spiritual stuff, okay? This is spiritual. All this manifesting, this is spiritual, okay? So what I'm saying is you have to have good energy and good vibes, and you can have this. When you see yourself sick, let me tell you what I do, and you probably never heard anybody do this before. Okay, and next time you have a pain, remember this from Sister Alexandra. Next time you have a pain, I had a pain up in my chest. You know what I told my body? I looked at my heart, and you know what I told my heart? I love you. I said, I love you. I said, and I do not want to experience any pain. I'm so sorry. I love you. I don't take time to tell you this, but I love you. Immediately, the pain left. Immediately. Tell your body that you love your body. We do a lot of things with our body. We walk, we, you know, exercise. We do a lot of things to our body, but we never tell our body. Our body is an organ as well. We never tell our body that we love it. We don't act like we love it because we know this is our body, so it get us from here to there, do what we whatever we want. Our body is there to do it. But you got to give love to your body because this body is what you're carrying around, is what gets you around. So you tell your heart you love your heart. You tell your body that you love your body. You speak to your arms. Arms, I love you. You won't have no arthritis in your arm. If you tell your arm you love you, that you love your arm, if you tell your arm that you love it, your arm, that pain will go away. Practice it and see and come back and tell me if it don't work. It does work. And you need to be ready to believe that it works, okay? In your mind, you already see that that pain is gone. If you have a disease in your body, it's called dis-ease. Dis-ease, okay? Because that means your body is out of whack. You know why? Because you hating somebody. You got something that's been held inside of you for 5 or 10 years, or you mad at somebody, and that thing and then grew into a disease. Okay, and so when it grow into a disease, then the doctor start giving you medicine to cover it up. Okay, the doctor giving you medicine, but all we got to do is go to God and make sure we don't have anything blocked. The mind is not blocked of receiving. The heart is not blocked of receiving. And then we just talk to God, Lord, I have this disease. My body is at disease. And then you just talk to him and you let him know that this is not you. This is not of you. You went on the cross for me. And then you need to do the 5 R's. I call them the 5 R's. And that is you need to rest. After you give your prayer request for healing, you need to rest. You put it in God's hand. It's done. You ask for the healing. Rest. Now go in your favorite chair, sit down, and relax. In your mind, receive your healing. Amen. And then rejoice in the name of Jesus. Rejoice that you are healed. Now, you can't do this one time. You have to practice this because that disease didn't come in a day. And it ain't going to leave in a day, especially if you're not strong. If you're not one of the strong people like a prayer warrior or somebody that's been doing this on a regular, because you got to build all that up. So what you need to do is just go ahead, relax. Rest, receive, and rejoice, and repeat. Do this for about a couple of months. Next time you go back to the doctor, I guarantee you will have a different result. You may not be fully healed, but whatever was there, if it was a big lump, it's now smaller. Then that's evidence. Your doctor go say, well, you know what? I don't see it anymore, or that lump is smaller. Because you talking to your body. You know what I'm saying? You're talking to your body. You're telling your body that you love it. You in agreement with prayer, with God's will. So now that healing will start. It won't happen overnight, again, like I said, because you have to build that energy and momentum up. And that means this is something you got to do on a regular basis. But if you don't do it on a regular basis, continue to do this. And then next time you go back to your doctor, then ask your doctor to do an x-ray or check it again because you don't really feel it. And then your doctor go say, okay, because my doctor don't have no problem doing whatever I ask. And they'll go ahead and take an x-ray. Then she'll come back and she'll say, oh, that whatever that was, it used to be big, but now it's small. What are you doing? They're going to ask you again, what are you doing? And it ain't nothing but prayer because you are moving that disease out of your body. You're praying that disease leave you. But remember, you can't be at war with anybody, okay? You can't be saying negative things over people. You got to remember what comes out. You got to remember what comes out of your mouth. Amen. So you're always speaking positivity. Hello?
Hello. I'm sorry. Okay. Will you say the 5R once again?
Excuse me?
Will you say the 5R once again? You say relax, receive.
Yeah. You need to relax, rest. Write this down. Rest, relax, receive, rejoice, and repeat. Okay? So just rest. After you pray for what you want, you can go sit in your favorite chair or something like that. And then just relax your mind. Just relax your whole body. Just, you know, you done told your body you love it. Now just relax. Now you're going to be receiving. In your mind, you're receiving your healing. I receive my healing in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You can say that a couple of times and let it go. Rest again. And then just rejoice in the name of Jesus. Just rejoice. So thank you, Father, for the healing. You thanking him before already so it can come to pass. So you want to rejoice and you want to repeat this. You want to repeat this until you go back to your doctor and see if they'll give you an x-ray and they'll tell you, I promise you, you're going to come back with something different to tell me. Okay, so an example. We're going to go to a financial healing. Amen. Now, this is someone that is very close to me, but we kind of go back and forth a lot, meaning we don't always agree. Okay. And they needed their rent paid. Listen to me very well. They had got behind a whole year. Listen to me. 12 months is a year, right? They got behind in their rent a whole year. Now, they have a church that they belong to, that they go to. And I told him, I said, so you go to church, right? So just go to your pastor. Go ask your pastor to pray with you or the people in your church to pray with you, and you should have a breakthrough because you got many members in the church. I don't know if people do that. I don't know if they have people to pray with them or not, but I just suggested that because he work in the church. He's on, like, the food board when they pass out food. So he's active in the church. So it shouldn't be no problem to go ask them to pray with you. But he was still behind a year. Did he do that and ask them? I don't know if he did, but I told him to. And he said that he got prayer, but he still didn't have a breakthrough. He still was behind, and his landlord was saying they were going to put him out. Okay? He had so many days. They had to begin to put notices on his door. So when they began to put the notices on his door, I still saw nothing happening. Okay, so then I told him I would assist him because I saw nothing happening. And so when I begin to assist him and pray with them for him and then talk to the people, I only talk to the people like maybe one time or maybe twice to make sure that they receive my message, because of an answering service from the landlord's management office. But I prayed with him, did the paperwork. They sent it back. They said, no. He still owe us money. He can't get this. He can't get that. And then I prayed with him. I had a breakthrough. I called another person. I said, this person needs a relief for his rent. And that said that he didn't qualify because he made too much money. So I begin to pray. So he's on both ends, he's losing. He's going to lose where he lives at. And then they said he made too much money for them to help him. Okay, because you have to be a certain income, and he surpassed it. So I begin to pray, and I ask the Lord to open up a door. Amen. And I prayed. Okay, not one day. I prayed a couple of days, and I talked to the Lord. I'm going to tell you how good God is. Are you paying attention? Are you listening? They paid his rent for a year. A year, and they gave him two additional months. So that's what? 14 months. This man's rent is almost, what, like $1,100, $1,200. They gave him about, I think they paid his rent, like I said, for a whole year. They gave him a check for about $11,000 or $12,000. So whatever that $12,000 would cover. So every month he got credit on his account. He was behind, but he wasn't behind a year. He was behind like about maybe 5 months, maybe 6 months, but they paid it up for a year. Now, you tell me God don't answer prayers. He don't listen. And guess what? God saved them in time that he would not, they would not start the eviction process in which they had put the third notice on his door. So he did not have to move. Amen. And he got caught up, and he didn't have to pay no additional anything. So God will answer prayers. It just depends on who's praying for you and how they're going about doing it. Amen, because he belonged to a church, and right now, you guys know this is my church right here with you guys, amen. I'm not saying I have anything against church. I love church. To me, this is church, but right now, I'm taking a break from the church, amen, because I'm seeing the same things that can happen in a church for me happen on this prayer line. So I'm not saying I'm throwing church away, no, because the church is with you, but what I'm saying is he is in his church every Sunday. But he couldn't get no breakthrough with the people in his church if they prayed for him. So like one guy say, some Christians don't know how to pray. I'm not saying all Christians now, okay? Some Christians don't know how to pray. They might have blockages or something that's keeping them from that breakthrough. They can be a Christian all day long, but if they got blockages and they speak in negativity to people, they forget when they come out of church, you still a child of God. Every day you walk and live, you still a child of God. So you should always be talking life, not death over people. See, you'll get more blessings when you do the positive, because love supersedes all. When you do negativity, you will not get anything that you're asking for. All you're going to get is more of the negativity, and you're going to get 10 times more than what you put out. So when you say something against people, or you not going to be blessed, or you not going to be this, or you not going to be that, you just spoke over yourself. Because by you being negative and you saying you're a child of God, you saying two different things. I'm a child of God, but I just told this person they won't be blessed. Who are you to say a person ain't going to be blessed? You're not God. You don't hold the keys to nothing. So you shouldn't be telling anybody anything that you can't back up. So how you going to tell somebody else they not going to get a blessing? You can't do that. You cannot do that. You don't have that type of power. You learning how to pray now so you can get breakthrough. So how you going to speak negative over somebody else? So that's what I'm saying. People need to be aware of the things that they say, because a lot of times you can't take things back. It don't matter how mad you get. Ain't nothing on this planet worth you getting mad about saying things over people and then you feel like God go bless you, but they not going to bless the other person just because you spoke negativity over them. God going to look at you and say, but you just spoke over them negative, but now here you is. You need a blessing, or you asking me for something. So why should I bless you if you just cursed them? Make sense?
Amen.
It should make sense. Amen. Amen. You should make sense. So you just got to be careful of the things that you say that come out of your mouth when you're talking to other people. Take in consideration them. It don't matter if you're mad. If you don't agree, you don't agree. So that's fine. You go your separate ways. But you still don't have to talk negative over nobody because, again, no human down here holds the keys to anything. We are learning how to elevate and be more closer to God ourselves. We are trying to get healings, financial blessings, breakthrough, mental blessings. Amen. So we want you to make sure you have energy. So let's go on. So stop trying to do everything. Just rest, relax, receive, rejoice, and repeat. And that's what a healing is. A healing is meeting with God, the Holy Spirit, giving to the recipient through a healer. You must flow from a higher place. You must flow from a higher place in order to get your healing. Amen. You must have good energy. And you must be ready to receive. Okay, so some of the miracle principles are you have to have love, compassion, fairness, and justice. Okay, miracles require a change in perception in order to produce results. So miracles requires commitment, and miracles require you to make a choice. Okay, and miracles require a personal relationship with God. Miracles are spontaneous. They take place instantly. Miracles take place instantly. That's how you know that your stamina, your spirit, all that stuff is built up. When somebody prays for you and things happen instantly, that means that your spirit and everything is built up. When you need assistance with other people, that just means that you haven't built up to that momentum where things can happen right away. That's why a lot of people say, I'm waiting for a miracle. I'm waiting because you have to work for it. It's not going to come overnight. That's because you're a child of God and you're spiritual. Some of us say we have discernment and all that. Okay, I don't say we don't, but you still got to build that up. If you want to see miracles happen, you have to practice at anything to make it perfect. Yes, God can do it for you, but God wants you to put in the work. He wants you to put in the work. He wants you to be worthy of what you're asking for. Amen. So if you want to be a person that does miracles and people see that you can make miracles happen, you have to put in the work for it. A miracle is a divine intervention that defies scientific laws or natural reasoning. Miracles come from a space of infinite love. And miracles cannot be demanded. I want you to remember that one. Miracles cannot be demanded. So miracles are gifts from God. Amen. And miracles are given to joyful people. And miracles do not stop unless you do. Miracles do not come in sizes. So whatever you asking for, ain't nothing too big for God. As long as it lined up with his word, his will, and his way. Miracles do not stop unless you do, and miracles do not come in sizes. Amen? So we need to remember that. Amen. So now I got some prayers that I'm going to say for you. Amen. So I'm going to come to a point where we come to a blank. I want you to fill that blank in with whatever that you need at this time. Amen. So here we go. This is for physical healing. Dear God, thank you for taking care of me all these years. Thank you for your protection and protecting me during any difficult times. I humbly ask you for healing in my body of, this is the blank. Now you fill in the blank with whatever you need right now that you need a physical healing for. I'll give you a minute. Amen. I am sorry I did not take care of my body and had neglected its needs. I ask for your forgiveness to heal my ignorance and pride. I hereby receive your divine healing and gifts of miracles. I will stay by you and walk with you in your grace, loving kindness and compassion. Thank you for your mercy, grace, and divine power. Thank you for the wondrous miracles around me. Thank you. Always humbling myself before you. Amen. Okay, that was for your physical healing. Amen. Now we're going to move on to emotional healing. If any of us is stressed out, if we got things on our mind that's weighing us down, pulling us down, if we're going through something with another person is draining, straining, putting stress on you, or if you feel like that maybe you're taking something or somebody that you know is taking drugs, you can also pray this prayer for someone else as well, but fill in the blanks. I'm going to have another blank, two blanks for you, okay? And so at this time, when I pause, you put what you need in that blank. Amen? Here we go. Thank you, Father, for always taking care of me all these years. Thank you for protecting me during my dark and difficult times. I humbly ask you to remove my pain and wounds that I have been carrying for blank amount of years. I am sorry. I did not know how to take care of my mental health. I ask for forgiveness to heal my pain and help me to forgive those who had hurt me. Blank. I hereby receive your divine healing and gifts of miracles. I will stay by you and walk with you in your grace, loving kindness, and compassion. Thank you for your mercy, grace, and divine power. Thank you for the wondrous miracles around me. There is a lot to be thankful for. Thank you. Always humbling myself before you. Amen. Amen. That was for your emotional state, your emotional healing. Amen. Okay, so now we're moving on to the next one, which is your financial healing. Amen. We need finances to be healed. We have holes in our pockets. We have the devil putting holes in our pockets, coming in and sucking out all our finances, hanging our finances in the heavens and not letting them come down to us. The angel trying to deliver your blessing to you, and all of a sudden it gets hung up on the way coming down to you. Amen. Because we got blockages. We got hate. We got adversaries we don't like. We got people we talk about and all that. To keep your mouth off of them. Don't even speak of them. And if you do speak of them, send them love and move on. Don't give anyone any evil thoughts, any evil deeds, or any evil anything, because it will come back to you. What you send out will come back to you 10 times or more, and that will set you back. So get rid of the hate. Get rid of it. Amen. Now, this is for financial healing. Let's go. Dear God, thank you for taking care of me all these years. Thank you for protecting me during my dark and difficult times. I humbly ask you to... right here. Heal my, now you put it in there. Whatever needs to go in the blank. I am sorry for creating a mess out of my life, and I am now suffering the consequences of being prideful and greedy. I ask for forgiveness to heal my mistakes in financial matters. I hereby receive your divine healing and gifts of miracles to replace my errors. This is a difficult time, but I will stay by you and walk with you in grace, loving kindness, and compassion. Please take away my burden, worries, anxieties, and grant me your peace. Thank you for your mercy, grace, and divine power. Thank you for the wondrous miracles around me. There is a lot to be thankful for. Thank you always. Humbling, thankful, and grateful for your presence. Amen. Amen. So I hope you guys got that. So today we did a prayer for financial healing. You filled in this blank. We did another prayer for emotional healing. We filled in the blank. We did one for physical healing. And you filled in the blank. You filled in the blank with what you needed or if you wanted to pray for someone. Amen. So at this time, we're asking anyone for any praise report or prayer request at this time. Amen. Yes, do we have any praise report or prayer request?
Yes, this is Judy. I was like, everybody on the line, please pray for me. I'm going through a hard time right now. Everybody on the line, I need them to pray for me.
Amen, Sister Judy. And we're going to pray for Sister Judy. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Judy. Anything else?
Yeah, it's not the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life, but it's up there. It's up there. I need everybody on this line, everybody, to pray for me. It's hard. I ask everybody to. I just want to pray for my family, all my children, all five of my children, all of them, all five of my children, my grandchildren. I ain't got no great grands yet, but grandchildren. But just pray for me. Pray for me,
amen. 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 We will, Sister Judy. Amen. Anyone else has a praise report or prayer request? Amen. God is good.
I have a prayer request
for David Adoro. Alvarez, she is, my daughter's ex-husband's sister, and she was diagnosed with cancer. They gave her 2 years to live, but she lived longer than that. But now she's in the hospital, and my ex-in-law, he don't know nothing. She told me that she's in the hospital, and you need to pray for her. So her name is Dora Alvarez, so just keep her in your prayers every time you pray.
Amen. 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 We will. Go ahead. Do you have anything?
Yes, this is Ms. Kendra. Sorry, Sister Kendra. So just pray for my healing. I'm still healing. Still recovering. It's getting better. Just a little soreness on the side. Because that's where I had the major surgery at, on the right side. And my finances. Just getting on my finances, being financial position in a better way.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. Everybody else must be okay. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for a breakthrough for Sister Judy. I ask for a breakthrough with Sister Dora. We pray for Sister Dora, Father, that maybe her spiritual eye, that may her spiritual eyes and ears be open. May you touch her. May she be able to receive, amen, through either the heart or the mind, the healing that she needs. Send the word, Lord. Send the word to her spirit, amen, and that may the word go into her spirit, touch her so she'll be able to receive the miracle or the healing, amen, that's lined up with your word, your will, your way. We also pray for Sister Judy. Right now, Sister Judy is going through a hard time, amen. Lord, we asking that you open up doors, amen, because if God is for us, who can be against us? Sister Judy has put in a request that she needs prayer and that she needs a breakthrough. Amen. She says that she needs a new place, Lord. We are depending on you to open up doors and make it possible so that she can move to a new place, Lord. Open up that door, Lord, and bless her with a new place for her and her kids. Amen. And we want to touch everyone on the prayer line, the ones that have spoken and the ones that have not spoken. I'm asking you to touch each and every one on the prayer line from the top of their head to the tip of their toes. Amen, Lord. I'm asking that you clean out blockages from the heart. I'm asking that you clean out blockages from the mind. I'm asking that you touch their spirit, Lord. Open up their spiritual eyes. Open up their spiritual ears so they can receive your blessings. Prayers go up and blessings come down. And as long as they are lined up with your word and your will, if they can receive it, if they can believe it, Lord, I ask that you make it happen in the name of Jesus. Make it manifest. Bust through whatever it is that's keeping them bound. Bust through it, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have all power, and I'm asking that you touch each and every one. Bless them. Bless them. They are a blessing. They walk in blessings. They are a blessing. They're blessed going in. They're blessed going out. They're the head and not the tail, no matter what anyone tells them. And even though, Father, they might not be lined up with your word the way they should be, I ask that you open up their spiritual ears and eyes so that the word can get in them and the seed begin to grow. Father God, I just ask that you bless each and every one on the line and that you open up a door for them, amen, so they can see that you are manifesting in their life where there is a need. Where there's a need, Father, I know that you will be there on time. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Father God, I also want to pray for the president. I want to pray for the president. I want to pray for the homeless. I want to pray for those that need a home. I'm praying for those that are getting evicted. Lord, I am praying for this society, today's children. I am praying for when they go out and party on the weekends, Lord. I am just praying that we calm some of this down in the name of Jesus. In your power, Father God, we need to calm some of this down. And I'm asking all of the saints on the line to pray with me when I say we just need to put it out there that God simmer some of this down that's going on, this hate, this killing, this stuff that they do that make us, you know, be in fear and our children go out and be in fear. Lord, we ask that you calm some of this down in the neighborhood. We know at night the devil walks. We know at 12 o'clock midnight all kind of things come out. So we asking you, Lord, to guard our homes, our houses. We asking you to guard our families. We asking that you put a hedge of protection around us. Lord, we asking that you calm down this neighborhood that we live in that's full of drugs, that's full of prostitutes, that's full of drive-by shootings. We're asking you, Lord, to calm these neighborhoods down in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask, I know that you will show up. Send them home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Turn them away from what they're doing. Send them home, turn them away. Amen, yes, Father. And I just ask that you continue to work on us every day, that our light will shine brighter and brighter in the name of Jesus. Amen. And, Lord, we love you. We ask that you continue to be with us when we're going through our ups and our downs. And I'm just here. I'm not a pastor nor a preacher, but I am just your child, Lord. Amen, sharing my love with my brothers and sisters online. Amen. And that they may elevate to a higher place with the love and the spirit that you've given us. Amen. So I just want to thank you, Father, for all that you do. Amen. So I ask again that you bless each and every one on the line, bless their immediate family, bless their children, their grandchildren, and extended family. In your mighty, mighty name, Father, amen, amen, amen. Amen. So I want one for coming online. I do believe today this was for somebody needed this, but I know with the prayer and the power that we put behind it today in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Father hearing it, somebody will have a breakthrough. Amen. Because he don't just show up for no reason. Somebody gonna have a breakthrough in something. Amen. And I just wish you would come back and share with the line, because they give the other people online strength and power to talk. We have people on here that don't talk. That's fine, but at some point in time, you will be talking, because God is too good to keep your mouth closed. Amen. So we have to give him the glory. Again, so I talk about the five R's.
Just cut off.
Amen. Can you guys hear me? My phone just, amen. Can you guys hear me? My phone just cut off. The devil just cut my phone off, but I'm going to continue on.
Yeah,
amen. So, okay, I'm on my daughter's phone now, because the devil is a liar. We go keep praying. We go keep saying. We go elevate, because that's what we do. And we know the devil don't like when we call Jesus' name. He don't like when we call on the power. He don't like when we live in the spirit, because he know he can't mess with us. And that's how we go stay with our spiritual guns up. We ready. So we ain't scared of you, devil. We ain't scared of you. So we just want you to know that we gonna always be protected, and we gonna always stick together, because that's what God's children do. And ain't nobody gonna
Amen.
Change that. Amen. So I just want to say I thank everyone for coming online today. Everyone for coming online today. Remember, God is good, and God is good all the time.
All the time.
He's good all the time. Amen. I have nothing negative to say about my God. Nothing. Because whatever he does for a reason. And he know why he do what he do. And he does whatever he do it good. So he's a God of love. He's a God of war. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of righteousness. And so, therefore, I have nothing to say. Because he's good. No matter what decision he decides to do, it's good. And we just have to take it and just live with it. That's the reason why we have to come from a place of love. So that we won't fall into those valley lows. And when we do get in those lows, amen, we'll be able to get through it. We'll still be able to get through it, but maybe not with so much strife, amen? So we just want to keep continuing doing what we're doing. And so you guys, you have a beautiful weekend. It's Friday. The weather is warming up a little bit out here. And I'm sure wherever you are, the weather is ceasing maybe from the winter. And it's trying to be a little bit more warmer where you are. Remember that you are energy and light. I want you to keep it up. I want you guys to eat healthy, healthy and lean. Amen. Lord told me again, I'm just telling you guys, healthy and lean. And I saw something online that made me, let me close it out and I'll tell you guys. I don't want to hold folks that may want to get off, okay? Amen. Let me close it and then I got something to tell you guys. Amen. So if you stick around, you'll hear what I got to tell you. Amen. So let me see. Father God, let me get it right quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are going to go ahead and we want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence, and we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ. With the hedge of protection till we meet next week, same prayer line, same prayer time. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you flawless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and ever. Amen, amen, amen. I love you guys. Amen. For those that want to be dismissed, you are dismissed. Amen. And for those of you that want to sit on here for a minute and hear what I have to tell you, amen, amen, amen. So, amen. Okay, so this is what I want to share with you guys. I could not believe it. You can look it up. I'm going to give you the word. It's called Bite, B-I-T-E, Lab, L-A-B. You can look it up, Bite Lab. I never heard of you can eat favorite celebrities. Do you hear what I'm saying? They're going to be giving us celebrity meat. Your favorite celebrity. They're taking some of their, whatever they do to get the muscle, I don't know those medical names. I'm going to be honest with you. But however they do to transfer those proteins and muscles and all that into one of those flasks or whatever, or cubes, and then what they do is mass produce it. They put it under lights and labs and all that stuff and mass produce it. So now you can eat your favorite celebrity because they're taking the celebrity, genes or muscles or whatever, not genes, but the muscle part, and they're mass producing it. And they are selling it to the public. That's why I told you to put in Bite, B-I-T-E Labs, L-A-B. And you will see they got a website and everything. They will tell you that that's what it's about, celebrity meat. And they say Kanye West is supposed to be salami. I just fell out. So they give the people any and everything. I don't know why they do these stupid things. But see how busy the devil is? The devil always doing something to keep you occupied, because while he's keeping you occupied, he got other things going on. And there's so many fires going on at one time, you know, we can't pay attention to everything. You see what I'm saying? Because over here, they got the pandemic. Over here, they over there at war. Over here, they talking about giving you celebrity meat. Over here, they putting stuff in your sugar, making you addicted to sugar. Okay, they saying leave sugar alone, because now they putting sugar in cigarettes. I ain't never heard of that either. They putting sugar in cigarettes, stuff to make you addictive to it. You know what I'm saying? So they just doing mass destruction everywhere you look. Yes.
Hold on a minute, child. I think we lost it. Give us a second to get back on.
All right.
Hey, are all the three votes?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
How you doing, Brother Dell?
Great. Blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. Same over here. There she goes.
Okay, go ahead. God is blessed.
Amen. Amen. Hold on, guys. That ain't nothing but the devil. Just give me a minute.
Amen. We waiting on you.
Amen. Again, like I told you, so when I start talking about the devil, you see how my phone just blank out? Now, any other time, my phone don't blink out at all. But that's how the devil is. Amen. So I done got knocked off twice, but that's okay, devil, because I'm still coming back. I'm still going to come back. Amen. But, yeah, so that's what I was telling you. So they got so much stuff going on now, mass destruction of the people, anything to break us down. You know what I'm saying? So they know we can't run all these different things at one time, but that's how they're throwing it on us. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to eat nobody else's meat or whatever it is. I don't want to eat that. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like we don't even have no choice of what goes on our dinner table no more. But I don't want to be eating nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I want to do.
All right. Amen.
I'm used to eating animals. I ain't used to eating people. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to eat nobody else.
But if they don't want to serve God, sister, they'll fall for anything and do anything.
Exactly. Oh, and they doing just that. You know what I'm saying? Glue meat to put together steak. You know what I'm saying? We human beings. We not animals. We not projects that you can do on the mass, on society, mass projects that you put together and you throw it out in society and see if we go for it. You know what I'm saying? Then I heard that you can't even buy seeds to put in the ground anymore. That's against the law. So they telling you can't get seeds to put in your ground. You have to put a certain type of seed, a mutated seed they even came out with. So a lot of people are buying up seeds now. You know what I'm saying? Because they're saying you can't put that seed in the ground. They're trying to get you away from stuff that we supposed to be eating. They want to now mutate it, duplicate it, and put all kind of stuff in, and they want you to eat what they want you to eat. You know what I'm saying? And that's not going to work for me. That's not gonna work for me, so I'm gonna have to find, I'm gonna have to figure something out. They messing with the water, they messing with the food, you know what I'm saying? They messing with your mind with these pandemics. They just trying to destroy a human being so they can dumb us down to the lowest point. And they don't like that we can speak for ourselves. We know what they're doing. They don't like that. They want us to follow the flow, follow the leader. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, they want us to follow it. You see what I'm saying? So when we don't do that, they let loose on us. And that's what we see today in society. So we got to continue to pray, like I said, and stay together, stick together, and tell each other about what's going on, because this is the type of world we're living in today, so we know we're living in the last days. And like I said, I don't want to be eating nobody. You know what I'm saying? If I have to abstain from meat, I will do so, because the Bible said we were supposed to only eat seeds anyway. Seeds and fruits and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Be healthy. They say we're not even supposed to be drinking the milk in the store because that's cow's milk, supposed to be cow's milk, and cow's milk make you big. That's the reason why our children is big for their size and stuff, because they eat drinking cow's milk, which is only supposed to be fit for a cow. It's not fit for human digestion. But ever since I can remember, my mother used to give us milk out the store. I'm just telling you. I didn't know no better. And my mother, she didn't know no better. I know she didn't know no better. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But that's not the real milk that we supposed to be drinking. But that's what they sell in the store to us. That's what they sell us in the store.
So when I grew up, we had cows, and they used to kind of gave us milk just from right there. No, we wasn't no store. It was the cow, with the cow, and they sprang it, and they gave it to us drink. We didn't have to go still get no cow yet. So nowadays, mm-hmm. You can cow anything, so what you want to drink tonight? Yeah. They feed the cows anything these days, so who knows?
That's what I'm saying. They give the cows everything. You know, they got us eating stuff from the rooter to the tooter, and we don't even know what we eating. We just, you know what I'm saying? We just go in the store, and it look like meat or whatever, and we just get it. You know?
Yeah.
Put it in our buggy, take it home. Go ahead.
They were wearing the clothes and making rooms. You remember that about 4 months ago? They were wearing clothes that made from human flesh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to wear that, you know, I don't know. They were crazy.
Well,
they're crazy.
You got these folks out here, Satan worshipers, running around drinking blood, buying blood to drink it. Seriously.
Right.
They got a market for them, black market for them, buy real human blood so they could drink it. Talking about their vampires and stuff. But
crazy,
these are those
crazy.
Times.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what
I
I'm saying?
I didn't get a chance to look into it yet, but I heard something about some school where these Satanists, now, you know, they said our kids are not allowed to even just about worship in school anymore, even in their own little groups that they encourage, you know. But if it's a Christian group, no, they can't do that on school property. But now they got these Satanist groups doing or something. I don't know if this is true or not. I have to look into it. I haven't had time. But they're saying that they are winning their argument where it should be, they should be allowed to have a class in school.
Wow.
And if that is true, that is a danger. But
yeah,
it is true. You think it is true?
I'm not sure, but I don't put nothing past this society. You just got to look for it. You got to dive into the web, because everything they do, they put it out there so you can see it. It's not like they really hide it. They put it before your eyes, and they know half the people, they ain't going to do nothing but read it, and they ain't going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to do nothing. They just going to read it and say, wow, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So because so much is going on, they probably figure they ain't going to do nothing because they too busy trying to say they plays, or they in the event of finding a new job or a new roof over their head, or their money ain't coming in right. That's what I'm saying. All these things come into play at one time, and like lit fires. What can you do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so much stuff going on at one time.
Yeah.
And that's like what President Obama just spoke on, how they put so much stuff out there. It's like to make you not believe nothing, but you can't trust
nothing. See?
President Obama just spoke on that.
So we just have to pray, honey. We have to pray. We have to kick up our prayer a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? We have to pray. That's why the Bible said, what did he say? Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing, honey, because we definitely are in the last days. And we know these churches should be blessing these people with the blood of Jesus, because we need it right now. We need it. Every church, before they even start, should be talking about the blood of Jesus. Really. You know what I'm saying? Because it is so much going on, and so much is coming into the churches too. You know, the outside that need to come in to get healed, or there's filth or whatever. They, you know what I'm saying? They got to man them churches, a little bit better, pray harder, or come to some type of agreement with where they can kind of.
D-A-R-Y-L and O-R-T-O-N. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. But so we're gonna have to just pray harder. We're gonna have to pray harder and pray more and pray without ceasing, because I'm telling you, it is getting wickeder by the day. They go on free ride up and down freeways. You minding your own business, people shooting at cars. You don't even know. All of a sudden you hear a ping ping on your car and somebody's shooting. I'm just saying, these kids are out of control. People shooting at cars, road anger, what they call the road rage. There's people doing crazy things. So we just have to, that's why I say we have to pray with everything. And when we go out, we have that hedge of protection around us, because it's almost like the Wild Wild West, and it's getting worse. So we have to keep up this prayer, this fence of protection, and the Lord, he's going to be with us. So I'm not fearful. I'm just saying we just got to keep the prayers up. I'm not fearful. We just have to keep the prayers up and be strong. So we just got to pray. So we go always bring the news to each other, because we have to be aware of what's going on in this crazy, whacked out world. Because it don't belong to God anyway, you know? It don't belong to God. This is his world, but what's happening right now has to happen. It has to happen. It has to come to pass. So we just got to deal with it the best way we know how, and that's how we deal with it, through prayer, you know? And praying with each other and for each other. And no matter what we see, we not going to let what we see determine who we are or how we should act. We already know how we should act or what we should do. So, amen. So I just want to thank everybody for that little message. I just want to let you guys know, because when I hear stuff, I just got to inform you guys, because it's crazy. You know, like if I see it in the store, if I see it in my local grocery store, I will let you guys know. I don't know how soon it's going to be coming to people's table, but I tell you what, it ain't no celebrity out here that I want to taste, okay? Mm-hmm. Not one celebrity out here I want to taste. So I don't know what's wrong with these people, but I pass. I can say this household passed on celebrity meat.
Mm-hmm. Sister Alexandra. Something I wanted, since we were talking about the meat in the stores and stuff, something my wife brought to my attention. The meat that's in the stores that's already seasoned, that's the meat we don't buy. We don't buy, we shouldn't buy that meat, because that meat is, they only season it because it's old, and it's most likely expired, and they wash it and they season it. And if you ever notice, when you look at the season meat in the store, it's like got a lot of seasoning on it, like really heavy
seasoning. Yeah, that red seasoning, that red color. Mm-hmm.
Because they're trying to hide the fact that it's expired. So they're trying to take advantage of, you know, some of us being lazy and not seasoning the chicken. So get the food fresh. And a lot of people on YouTube are saying, before you cook it, wash it in vinegar. Rinsing in vinegar and then season it, then cook it. But don't get that, and if it's real red, they say don't get it if it's real red. Because if you can look it up on YouTube, they when it gets old and it starts losing the color, they'll put it in blood to make it red, to make it look fresh.
Oh my God!
And
these
were people that were in the meat industry that are now like blowing the whistle. This is what they had us doing behind the scenes. So, and I know for a fact it's a store down here. I went there, every bag of chicken, you know, they got the 10-pound bags of chicken. I don't know if they got it where y'all at. But every time I went and got one, it was full. It was full, and I brought it to the manager's attention, and I don't know what they did with it. I didn't go back to that particular location. But every time I went there, that chicken was full. So,
yeah,
you know, beware. And save the receipt so you can take it back, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen that meat in the store because I don't need nobody to season my meat, but I seen that meat in the store. It's real red and it looks like they put pepper or something on it. I don't want that. I don't want. No, thank you.
Yeah.
So I told you we have to be careful of all this stuff we eat.
Thanks for the info, Elder Prevost.
Yeah, because, honey, don't nobody want to eat that meat, tainted, old, outdated meat. I told you, they don't care what they give us to eat. They don't care. They really don't care. So now, if you want quality meat, you really have to spend more. I know you guys have heard of bison, right? Bison meat, that's the highest meat in the store that you can buy. Bison, B-I-S-O-N.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's the most expensive meat you could buy in the store, and that's probably the best meat. You see what I'm saying? All that other meat that's cheap, that's $5 or $7, and they say you got to be scared of chicken too.
Oh yeah.
So we have to be careful of the stuff we putting in our body now, man, because these people trying to take us down. I'm telling you, they're trying to get rid of us on the food side. They messing with our water. They doing all kind of stuff. It's like almost no way around it, really. You know what I'm saying? Unless you on the farm. That's why a lot of people doing homestead now. A lot of people buying farms and stuff, you know. They know what they growing. They know what they getting. But when you go to the grocery store, for real, you don't even know what you getting. You almost don't know what you getting. That's right. Pray over before you eat it, and just be mindful. If the meat don't look right, don't buy it. Just don't look right. If your spirit say don't get it, don't get it. Don't second guess your spirit. If it say don't get it, don't get it. I'm telling you, your spirit ain't just saying that for no reason.
I asked my daughter. I said, I know a chicken wing is not. No, the turkey chicken wing and now the Lisa chicken. I don't know, I have it there. I said, but where a chicken wing got this big? A chicken wing is not. I know I grew up in the country. I know what chicken supposed to look like, and the chicken wings are not that big. So why is chicken wing so big when you buy chicken wings? For like churches and least the other people, no, they have these big old chicken wings. No.
They call them what? Monster wings, don't they? Big old, that was like the wing two or three times. I ain't never seen no chicken that big.
That's what I'm saying. That chicken ain't that big. The wings are not that big. No, no chicken.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but.
Mm-mm. They said they just shot them up with probiotics and everything.
Yeah.
That's what they say. So, honey, that's what I'm telling you. They don't care what they give us. They just putting stuff out there. Mass production giving us anything. They're talking about a food shortage. Honey, we ain't eating food anyway. I don't know what it is we eat. We don't know what we eat, but we praying over it. We don't even know what we eat now, almost.
That's what I said.
But we praying over it, though.
Remember about 6 months ago, McDonald's came out and said, now our quarter pound is 100% beef. Nobody gonna ask the question, well, what was y'all feeding us at first?
Okay.
The whole time. Now all of a sudden, now we got real beef. So what was that? So we've been eating vegetarian burgers or something? I don't know what that is. That's crazy.
Imitation meat. Imitation meat.
Something. Yeah. I heard a long time ago they said it was kangaroo meat. They said them and Jack in the Box was giving people kangaroo meat.
Burger King, I thought a couple of times.
I heard it.
They hen wings. That's why they
what
take
right
the hens. They hen wings. The hens is the ones that make the eggs, right? And some of them they let live and let them fertilize and they let them grow. When the chicken grows old, that meat is tough. And that's why them wings be all tough and everything, because that chicken done grow. They hen wings, and they usually do something else with them. Now that's what they selling us on the store. And that hen wings, them hens meat gets so tough you can't even eat it.
The hens, even they know gigantic wings. As I grew up around the hen chicken, now I know the wings. Even hen chicken ain't that big. Wing that big.
Dang, yeah. Not even that. I hear you.
And y'all know these chickens. They told y'all to stay away from them fast food places, because, honey, they giving you fast food. Okay. They say stay away from the fast food places because they feed y'all from anything. And we know when we come home from work and whatever we doing during the day, we come home, we tired, we ready to go have something good to eat, honey. And we go, so we might not feel like cooking. We go through them drive-thrus, honey, them fast food places, baby. Mm-hmm. It tastes good. But let me tell you, beware. It tastes good, but honey, I guarantee you it ain't good for you. I guarantee you, it's not good for you.
And they don't prove that they know that when they put these hormones in the chickens and stuff to make them grow, and then we eat them, now we're getting those hormones, and that's why you got young kids, young boys walking around with almost with breasts like women and stuff like that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And the young girls look like grown women. They got big breasts, big butt. You say, how old are you? That's why come to me and think they older. Because they look like full-fledged women. And they ain't but 14. And how old are you? They call these men catching these cases. Just say it. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. It's what they eating. It's what they eating, honey. It's coming out on the kids. It's coming out in your kids.
Uh-huh.
So you don't believe, you say, what?
We didn't look at, girls didn't look like they do now. It's in the food.
Nope. Yeah, food in the water. And young men going to school didn't have beards.
I know, right?
Yeah, young men didn't have beards and stuff like older men. I'm like, well, how old are you, young man? 15 and got a full beard and mustache. I'm like, Lord Jesus.
You in high school, right? You should be a job somewhere, man.
That's why people couldn't believe their age. And these girls can go around and tell these men, I'm 21 and every bit of 15. That's how R. Kelly caught a case. I'm just saying.
R. Kelly
got
to do what he was doing.
These people catching cases behind this stuff, I'm telling you. So we know that's the devil at work. That's the devil at work. I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
it's not normal food. All this stuff is they injecting this stuff in this food. And then, you know, they even say, you know how some people, let me see, I'm trying to think of what religion is that. They eat that challah meat. I think they call it challah meat. The challah meat, that's what they call it, challah meat. I think it's some Indian people. You go to the challah market, and they sell you some chicken and stuff there. But they chickens, they say they don't kill them like the traditional people kill the chickens. They say that when they kill the chickens, the chickens are not like angry, fighting, you know, because it's know it's about to get killed. So the chickens start fighting and squabbling and, you know, trying to run, and he know he about to get killed, so they catch the chicken, and then they chop the head out. Well, that chicken, before y'all killed him, he went through all that anger and all that stuff, and all that stuff went through his veins. So they just killed the chicken that went through a bad death, and now they finna feed it to you. So guess what? You finna get some angry chicken and didn't even know that. So the people at the challah market, they kill their chicken differently, where the chicken don't know they about to get their throat cut, and then they die peaceful death. But the way they act like the Americans do their chickens, they put their chickens through something, and their chickens be fighting and squirming and everything. So we be eating angry chicken and don't even know it. So they say that stuff get into you. And then they also say, they say don't eat the skin of a chicken, because if the chicken got any disease, it's going to be in the skin. And everybody loves fried chicken. Everybody loves fried chicken because that crust on it, you turn that crust up.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
But well, what about that kosher chicken?
What
chicken? Kosher means like them, I think it's the Jewish people. My buddy works in a slaughterhouse, and he says certain cows and stuff, they got to kill it kosher. It sells real more expensive, but it has to be killed in a certain way, and according to the Bible, I guess they're saying, according to their, you know, the Jewish Bible,
their religion.
God said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they
right.
earn a lot of money. Yeah, the chicken has to be x-rayed. The lungs have to be checked and all that. And they have a certain guy that comes in there to inspect the meat before they kill it, he said.
Oh,
they call it kosher.
Yeah,
and I bet you kosher is more expensive. How much is that chicken? $25?
Probably.
They didn't say how much it costs.
It is more expensive.
He just told me how they do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my father.
But I know it's got to be expensive though, because if they taking time to go through all those measurements and steps, you go pay for it when you get it.
Are we buying that meat then?
It's only them that really that buy it. I think they, if I'm not mistaken, that's the Jews we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, everybody eat different. We eat the same type of meat, but everybody, you know, inspect they meat differently or do they meat in a different manner. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we just got a honey. Go ahead, Sister Pay.
I said, my sister, she's an inspector at the chicken place. No, they know she inspect the chicken and stuff, you know.
Oh.
I thought she said they do it. But she's an inspector. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Honey, we just gotta pray. Oh, we gotta pray over this meat ourselves and just watch it. And then a lot of people are becoming vegetarian. A lot of people are, you know, going vegetarian. People, you know, they saying the meat is not what it used to be. The meat don't even taste right. I remember when I was young, when my mother used to cook meat, you could smell it. The house would be smelling good. Honey, you get some chicken now, you smell the seasoning. You don't smell the chicken no more. You smell the seasoning on the chicken. You know, that's how you know you're cooking, because you can smell the seasoning come out of the food. But I remember when I was young, I could smell the chicken itself. You knew it was chicken. Ooh, I know that's chicken. Mama cooking fried chicken. But, honey, now chicken is just totally different. You don't even smell the chicken no more. You smell the ingredients. I can smell, ooh, somebody cooking, because I can smell pepper, salt, this, that, you name it, all the ingredients. So chicken, I mean, food is just different from way back when, y'all.
Yeah, because my brother tell you, the plant's not, they're not good either. They put all this different fertilizer on the plant, so you're still not eating healthy. So you just, so I just, if my thing is, wash it and pray.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. I heard they putting all kind of manure on the plants now. They even putting people bowels on the plant. They mixing it up and putting it in the plant. They showed it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People poop they using to put into the soil, and they putting it over your vegetables, and now your vegetables growing up with, you know what, kind of dirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
S-H-I-T dirt. You know, you're getting S-H-I-T-T-Y dirt. You know what I'm saying? Over, that's growing your tomatoes, onions, and and we turned that stuff up, honey. Them people putting all kind of vials and everything. But you know, when we use the bathroom, okay, that's poison coming out of our body. You know what I'm saying? When we use the bathroom, that's poison from the food that we didn't digest and ate. That's not fit to eat, and they putting that stuff over our in our soil and then using it as fertilizer. You know what I'm saying? I know I heard of them using the cow's manure before. I heard of that. But if they doing humans waste like that, man, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So whatever somebody got in their body, whatever comes out of them, even in the chickens and stuff, you getting that in your body when you eat it. Because they covering it up. You know what I'm saying? They covering it up. And then they talk about where do cancer and all this stuff come from. The food we consuming, the fish, the chicken, the cow, everything. Because y'all just, the FDA, they used to be way better than this. Guess who done bought them off? The rich people, the 1% done bought them off. So they giving us anything now. They giving us anything. The 1% buying up all these farms. A lot of farmers and sole farms, the 1% picking them up. They got farm people outside the country picking up farms. So that's why they can control what we eat, because they picking up the farms. And they said we need to start picking up farms too, so we can know what we eating. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that's why we don't have no control over what come on our food table, because we not in the game. I mean, and we ain't not going to find a lot of black farmers. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think a lot of people want to do no farming. But I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So we just, you know, we just left to the mass, whatever they put out. That's how we left to it. Unless you're on your own farm or your own ranch or whatever, you know. So that's what we kind of pretty much up against. The rich people buying up the farms. They buying up the water rights, where the water come from. They buying up the farms. They buying up the water rights. And if we have to have food and water, it's coming from them. And we, the foreigners outside the U.S., they buying up land over here in America. America is selling it to them. So they got rights over here with the water and with the land. So they populating it with whatever they want to, and then they putting it on our table. So, I mean, we ain't got no choice, really, in the matter unless you got a farm. So we just have to pray, y'all. We just have to
pray. That's all we can do.
That's all we can do is pray. Unless Sister Alexandra decide to go out here and get a ranch. I've been thinking about that. And calling it the salt of the earth. I said I'm going to go get a ranch and call it the salt of the earth. I'm going to go buy some acres. And I will go out there and put a house on it. And then I'm going to tell the people that's online, if they want to come out to the salt of the earth, I'm going to put some more houses out there. We're going to do our own farming and everything. I was thinking about that one time, for real. I said, that's crazy, but you never know, honey. So that was just a thought, y'all. But you never know. You never know what might happen, because they selling you all kind of land and stuff. And I know Texas got some good land. I've been looking online. I said, y'all got some good land down there. Y'all got good land down there at some good prices, too, decent prices. But I'm saying then we got to have somebody to man the water, somebody to do the cows. We'll be eating good stuff. We'll be eating good food. Look, we'll be green acres. But I know a lot of people ain't going to want to come. A lot of people ain't going to want to do no ranching. You know what I'm saying? They trying to get away. People trying to get away from the farm. I don't think they want to go back to the farm. So I'm just saying.
You grew up on the back of your, I feel like, they don't like farming. I feel like me, I grew up down the farm, but I grew up in the country where I know a lot about that stuff. I don't want to go back and do that.
No. See, that's what I'm saying. So we don't want to go back into that, you know, even though I know a whole lot of people doing homestead now. Supposed to be the modern ranch. The modern farm, but I don't know how that operates. But I see people online, oh, my God, the watermelons are so big and pretty. Then I see a lot of black people. This one young lady, she got a whole lot of buffalo on her land. She said she bought, instead of buying her a house for $1 million, she went out there and bought some buffalo, and she bought her. I was like, go, sister, she young. But I said, girl, you can do it because you young. But I mean, that's something to think about. That's something to think about. You need almost really a lit colony to do that with. Everybody participate. That might make a lit sense. can you make it modern day? Might make a little sense, but you can't just go out there and just do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just something to talk about. But, guys, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I love you guys. I'm about to get off because I know y'all ready to get off and go. Y'all ready to have dinner? It's dinner time. I know it should be dinner time where y'all at because it's 4:40 here. So I know y'all got, don't put none of that fake food on your table, okay? Try to watch out for that fake food.
All right.
Try to watch out for that old fake food, okay? We try to stay healthy for as long as we can, okay?
Amen.
So
Amen.
I love you guys. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend. I'll see y'all next Friday. And guess what? I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it, but come back and get some more.
Same here, same here, same here.
All right.
Amen.
You guys have a great weekend. Love you. See you next Friday. Don't forget Sunday, Pastor Page has his prayer line on. He's on live, too, on Facebook. And Prevost is on Sunday evening. Right, Prevost? Prevost on Sunday evening at about, what, 5 or 6? About 5? About 5, Prevost?
Yeah, 5 your time, 7 Central time, and 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, and his is called With That. What do you call With That Word? I Got That Word. His is called I Got That Word. Prevost is called I Got That Word. Oh, We Got That Word. Okay. We Got That Word. All right, guys. So we love you. Take care, and I'll see you guys next Friday, okay? Have a great one.
You too. You too, the Kendra. Amen.
All right. Amen, everybody. Have a great one. Love you.
You too. Love you too.
You are the last party in the conference.
That have been broken, so many people.